There is a secret that most pro athletes, elite CEOs, and high performers all know. They all have a group of world-class coaches working for them to help them optimize their potential. At Super Athlete Radio, our goal is to provide you with the caliber of world-class coaches and guests to help you unlock your potential, dominate your industry, and dominate your life. Let's get better today. Welcome to Super Athlete Radio, where today we are going to talk about focus, specifically the number one drink you can take to optimize your focus. Really excited to have you join me on the show today. The show keeps growing. I thank you guys so much for your support. Do me a favor, if you have not yet left us a review on your favorite podcast platform, please do. It's the simplest and easiest way to support us at Super Athlete Radio. And if you have not yet given us a subscribe on YouTube, please do that as well. How do we focus better? This is something that we all need to dial in, especially in the world where we live in now, where it's just everyone is in the dismal trenches of digital distraction. And I really learned about the power of focus about 10 years ago through one of the mentors of one of my friends. One of my mentors is former NFL player Chris Cooper, mentor friend, who has a sports performance facility in the Bay Area. And he was really good friends with a gentleman by the name of Bill Romanowski. Romanowski was one of the best NFL linebackers in history, known for being crazy, known for being on the cutting edge in terms of health and performance, and also known for being a sideline-to-sideline football player who made a ton of tackles. He's now runs a successful supplement business. But Romanowski believed that what separated the best NFL players from the really good NFL players was their ability to focus, because these guys all had extraordinary physical gifts, physical abilities. At the highest level, they all worked really, really, really hard. So what separated the very best from just the really good? And Romanowski believed it was focus. He was actually adamant that it was the ability to focus, the ability to be able to focus specifically on the task at hand and do it to the best of your ability. So what we're going to talk about today here is some supplements that you can take. I'm currently trying to back off caffeine. While there are significant health benefits to coffee because of polyphenols, significant health benefits to green tea because of polyphenols, caffeine really can be a performance enhancer, but that's if you don't use it every day. So it's something I usually try and take a break from caffeine once or twice a year. This time I'm going to try and go for a significant amount. So what am I going to replace I love my morning warm drink in the morning, just like everything else. And I put together a focus concoction. We have it here. I feel it getting me dialed in. And I feel you could get a lot of benefits of this stuff too. And it consists of four things: creatine, vanilla, cordyceps mushrooms, and a black ant extract. So I highly recommend that you take creatine if you are not taking creatine yet. It is the most scientifically studied supplement in the world. It has a ton of physical benefits, but not only physical benefits, it has a bunch of cognitive benefits. Creatine, what it is, it's an essential compound for the brain, and it really helps in terms of energy supply and neuroprotection. So creatine has been proven to help people when you are on lack of sleep. Sleep deprivation is a great time to increase your load of creatine instead of doing the standard 5 grams, maybe go 10 to 20 grams. And it's been shown to help boost energy levels when you're sleep deprived. And it's also shown to be neuroprotective. So there's been a number of studies that have shown that creatine improves performance on memory and intelligence tasks. So according to this study, creatine helps with memory, helps with energy, it's neuroprotective, helps in overall intelligence tasks, and it's inconclusive in terms of attention-exclusive executive function, response, inhibition, word fluency, reaction time, mental fatigue. So again, going back to what Romo was talking about, what separates the best from the really good? We already know you're killing it. So how do we get you from where you are to becoming the best? And that is your ability to focus. And taking supplements like creatine can help, but there's other things that you must dial in that are much bigger blocks. And number one is we have focus as one of our fundamentals, right? You dominate your fundamentals. That's one of the foundational principles of us here at Super Athlete. That's your sleep, your nutrition, your mindset, your breath, your training, and your ability to focus. And if you get these other five areas right, these things work in a holistic, synergistic way, then your ability to focus is going to be easier to do and much more able to dial in. And I've also read some studies recently looking at happiness and fulfillment, and there's a direct tie between our ability to stay focused on task and our engagement and happiness and fulfillment in life. So beyond productivity, you want to be happy, you want to be fulfilled. Every single human does. Our ability to focus is going to help with that. Okay, the second nootropic that we have in our morning drink, coffee replacement, to help with our ability to focus is black ant extract. Black ant extract is a powdered extract from the polyacus ant, and it comes from an ancient Chinese tonic. I'm a huge believer in adaptogens and looking at what ancient cultures like the Chinese and the Ayurvedic in India, what they were doing, because if it works for humans for thousands of years, it's going to work for you and me. And in China, they named this the Herb of Kings. And for good reason, it supports a surprising amount of amino acids, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. It contains ATP, which of course is an energy source for our mitochondria. And it's also been shown to modulate the immune system, build stress resistance, and even provide high amounts of acidosterone. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that, but this is a supplement that I used to take a few years ago. It's a growth hormone in insects that can have anabolic muscle building effects. So I haven't seen the research yet in terms of acidosterone is needed to have anabolic muscle building effects. And I don't know how much black ant extract you need to take, but that's a surprising benefit. It's also high in zinc, a mineral that most people are deficient in. When we see blood tests, most people that work with us here at Super Athlete, we see that they're deficient in zinc. And it also improves cellular growth, vision, the immune system, and libido. God damn, this is the shit. So I add about two tablespoons to my secret drink here. And I highly recommend that you check it out. So if we're taking Romo's advice and we're looking at what separates the best from the very good, how would you rate your ability to focus on a scale of 1 to 10? Where are you right now, day to day? And then what is one thing you can do today to raise that number 1 point? So if you say, my focus is at like a 6, what is one small thing you can do today to get your focus up to a 7? So we've added creatine to our drink here. We've added black ant extract. And we've also added cordyceps mushrooms. Cordyceps have been shown to, there's been a lot of studies done on mice. And the mice were having trouble with the maze. And they gave the mice some cordyceps. And then the mice started doing a much better job with the maze. So that's some proven studies. There's been thousands and thousands and thousands of human N-of-1 experiential studies saying the benefits of cordyceps. But again, this is an ingredient that has been used by human beings for thousands of years to improve their immune system, improve their cognitive functioning, improve their ability to focus. So I've added cordyceps to my drink. along with creatine, along with black ant extract. And I'm sure you guys know this by now, but there is no such thing as multitasking, right? Our brain does task switching. And each time we switch from a task to a task, when we go back to the original task, it takes us up to 15 minutes to get back into the zone that we were in. This is why Cal Newport has, and his work has become so renowned in culture, this idea of deep work, doing time blocks. Gary Keller, founder of one of the biggest real estate companies in the world, Keller and Williams Realty, he talks about having these get it done time blocks. Peter Drucker, one of the greatest management gurus of all time, talked about the importance of setting aside huge blocks of time to working on a specific project. If what separates the best from the really good is just the ability to focus, again, this is according to Bill Romanowski, then what can you do to get that focus eventually up to 10? Because your brain's going to be functioning at a really, really, really high level. Okay, and then the last piece of nootropic tastiness that we have added to our drink here is vanilla. And specifically, why vanilla is a focus enhancer is vanillin, which is the main component of vanilla. It's also found in ginger and allspice. And what it does is it enhances cognition by boosting dopamine BDNF, which supports the development of neurons and similar neuronal support factors, which aid in the maintenance and survival of neurons. It also tastes really good. This adding the vanilla to this amazing, extraordinary drink here as my coffee replacement, I think has been the biggest ingredient in terms of taste value. But you want to be very careful about the type of vanilla that you get, because there are some vanillas out there which are not organic, which can cause liver damage and significant blood thinning when you have enough of it. So that's it for our focus. We have in this extraordinary focus drink, as I replace caffeine, we have creatine, we have cordyceps mushrooms, we have black ant extract, and we have vanilla. And this is a drink that I take in the morning after I do my morning routine, before I do my first deep work time block. But understand, this is icing on the cake. The cake itself, in terms of what the most important things are to improve your focus, is you got to put the phone away. You got to eliminate distractions. You got to focus on one thing at a time. Give yourself a time limit. Challenge yourself. Do that, and then really strive to prioritize your focus. Remember, if you get these fundamentals right, your training, your nutrition, your mindset, your breath, your focus, and again, they're holistic, they're synergistic, they all go together, then it's going to set you up to dominate your industry and dominate your life. Okay, a couple other things I want to touch on today are highest, biggest engagement in terms of X post this week is where I talked about the importance of eliminating the sedentary lifestyle and hacking your work environment to be able to do low-level physical activity all day long. This is huge, especially for, you know, there's some days where when we're traveling, we're just not able to get to the gym, but to be able to set yourself up to be able to do low-level physical activity is huge for your anti-aging practice, your longevity, your health, your training, and not only that, your ability to focus. Movement creates focus. This is something that I learned from Don Moxley, one of the HRV experts, globally renowned HRV experts in the world, also did some amazing thing with Ohio State wrestlers. And when he looks at anxiety, he just looks at anxiety as like you haven't moved enough. You need to move. So getting up and consistently moving every 17 minutes is what NASA says is a huge beneficial factor that you can do. Obviously, this resonated. We got hundreds of shares and comments on this X post. But, you know, whether it's having a kettlebell close to you or a pull-up bar or doing burpees, but, you know, every 17 minutes, get up and do a short, quick workout. Doing this, it's going to give you more energy. It's going to get your body squared away for the day. This is something my brother spoke about. I was talking with him about earlier in the week, because he, like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of other professionals, has like a lull in the early afternoon in terms of energy. And if you look at our circadian rhythm, this is expected. Like, we actually have a drop in body temperature around 1 p.m., which is going to lead to this lull in energy. But to be able to come out of that at a high level and to be able to sustain through that consistently, right? You want to be able to work through the afternoon. Then doing these mini workouts throughout the day are a huge thing to do. So for me personally, I mean, I have a squat rack in my home office. So I'm either doing pull-ups or I'm doing front squats or I'm doing sets of cleans. But every 17 minutes, I'm getting up, I'm getting moving, I'm getting after it. And my brother had a question, does this lead to overtraining? No, because again, what you're doing is you're not going insane. You're not doing 200 burpees. You're doing 20 burpees. And also what it's doing is your body's going to adapt. Your body is either going to adapt to making your hip flexors useless and your strain on your lower back by sitting every day, or your body is going to adapt and get rolling in terms of getting used to becoming a PMM, a perpetual movement machine. So if you were one of the people that engaged with that post, commented, shared, we appreciate you so much here at Super Athlete. Again, focus, 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 focus. What Romo taught me is that what separated the very best players in the NFL, he was among them, from the very good, was that their ability to focus, their ability to stay present in task and be able to sustain it for as long as it takes. So I challenge you to do that today. And I appreciate you guys listening as always. I'm going to shoot a podcast soon on ECDestrone, because just seeing that in the Black Ant extract has me curious about that as a potential anabolic compound. It's something that I used to take a few years ago. I forgot about it. So I will probably bring an episode to you very shortly on that. I appreciate your guys' support as always. Do me a favor, leave a review, and any questions, feel free to bring them, because we are going to answer them for you, because we are here to help you optimize your performance and longevity. Let's get better today.